The Burt Show.
Entertainment buzz time.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Speaking of kids or teens, imagine being public with your much older girlfriend for literally 2 months, and then you're out on a red carpet at the CMT Awards, and you've got to start responding to questions at the ripe age of 24 about whether or not you're ready to have kids now. Well, that's what's going on with Mark Estes, who is Kristen Cavallari's much younger boyfriend. He's 24. She's in her later 30s. It's an interesting dynamic for sure. So he's on the red carpet with the rest of the Montana boys, who are this viral TikTok trio of these stupid hot ranch farm looking dudes who just sing to popular tracks, and that's how they've gotten famous, by just being objectively hot.
It feels like it's like Yellowstone, Junior Yellowstone. These kids are so hot,
yeah,
and they're so perfect looking.
If they don't make a spinoff of Yellowstone of the kids of the modern day ones, where they become social media stars and they pretend to be ranch, it would be gold.
If Outer Banks and Yellowstone had a baby.
Yes.
It's these kids.
That is a perfect way to describe
it. Nailed it.
So one of the Montana boys, Mark Estes, is dating Kristen Cavallari. And here's what he had to say about Kristen's recent comments of where she was like, I was ready for kids, or I was done having kids, but now that I'm dating this young buck, I might be ready to procreate again.
Now, you have said recently that you would like a baby, and she actually has been mulling it over and she's open to it. So look at the smile on your face. Are the conversations rolling? Could this happen soon?
That's a tough question, but we're just kind of going with the flow right now, but we definitely have the talk, obviously, so.
That would be one hot baby. I mean, come on.
Another smoke show.
Let's get to 6 months.
Wow.
What an absolute inappropriate question to ask somebody on a red carpet.
It's
like,
so
how
intrusive.
Invasive and intrusive can you be? Like, I'm almost mad at her for asking that question.
Yeah, so that was Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLoria. And I feel bad for those entertainment reporters, because you can't not ask the question. That's literally their job. They have some producer or some editor coming to them saying, all right, well, the big news with Kristen Cavallari and this hot young man is, are they going to have a kid soon? So you have to say something. I know that girl really doesn't want to ask that poor guy on the carpet.
Right. Man, that question's just gross.
He's freaking out too. Like, he doesn't want to have to answer that. Now he's got to do it on national TV.
And he's got his two other Montana boys next to him. And you can just see when the question is asked, they're like trying to hide their smiles. Like, she's like, oh, you're smiling. And they're just clearly so uncomfortable, because they're like, we knew this was coming and we didn't want to say anything about it.
I know, like, people always want to be politically correct in that situation, but I really do wish people would start calling people out more for asking questions like that.
100. It's the next time somebody asks somebody about when they're going to have a baby on a red carpet, mm-hmm. I just want them to be like, that's a really like invasive, intrusive question. It's a very personal question that I don't feel you have any right to ask, nor do I have any obligation to answer.
100%.
Yeah, so that was at the CMT Awards. And speaking of, the whole award show was a great night. Jelly Roll got the most awards. He's a new country star on the rise. And there was also a really touching tribute to Toby Keith, who, of course, recently passed away a couple months back. During the broadcast, Brooks and Dunn, Sammy Hagar, and Lainey Wilson did this beautiful tribute to him, where they did Should Have Been a Cowboy, I Love This Bar, and How Do You Like Me Now. And of course, Toby Keith is known for his Red Solo Cup song, Red Solo Cup, I Fill You Up, That's How I Party. So they ended up doing this really sweet toast with a bunch of Red Solo Cups. So it's this beautiful event. Everyone's in their nicest dress and they're sitting there. Everyone's all glammed up, and every single person in the audience has a Red Solo Cup in their hand while they did this toast to him.
Raise your fist if you don't have a solo cup. Let Toby hear you. Repeat after me. Whiskey for my men. And beer for my horses. Let's go.
I am drowning in testosterone right now. But I mean, if you're going to honor them, that's the way to go.
That's the way to do it.
Yep.
And speaking of award shows, if you go to Kate Winslet's house, you can actually give your own Oscar-winning speech. So Kristen sent me this from Facts Daily on Instagram, where I guess Kate was talking about how she keeps her Oscar in her bathroom so that guests, when they're done using the John, can pretend to give an Academy Award acceptance speech in the mirror without being embarrassed. She said, the whole
ideas for everyone to pick it up and say, I'd like to thank my son and my dad or whatever. And you can always tell when someone has because they spend a little extra time in there. After they flushed, they'll come out looking slightly pink-cheeked. It's hysterical.
I love that so much that she thought of like, I'm going to leave my Oscar, my Academy Award in the bathroom. So when people go in there, they can pick it up and pretend like they want one. I think that is freaking adorable.
All right, not everyone is thrilled with Beyonce entering the country genre, and one star is criticizing her for it. I'll tell you about the shade she threw on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.